BBC Films. Red blocks in front of an illuminated screen form the logo for Film 4. In association with the London 2012 Festival and Cultural Olympiad, using funds from the National Lottery. A Vertigo Films production. A Max and Dania film. What if? Filmed in black and white. A white, cloudy sky. A long, angular concrete building running the length of some railway tracks. A train speeds down the track. A young boy, aged about 12, is walking over the bridge that crosses the railway lines. He has a youthful, freckly face and short, dark hair. In his school uniform, tie knotted loosely around his neck, the boy strolls onwards towards an underpass. He walks through a concrete jungle of an estate towards two police officers coming from the opposite direction. He glances at them nervously as he passes, then looks ahead to see some youths approaching, a man between two girls. The boy continues on his way, school bag slung over his shoulder. As he turns a corner, he spots three boys and quickly runs up some steps. One level up, he walks round another corner and sees some more youths hanging out in the sunshine.
Nali.
Yeah, she's banging.
He keeps his head down, realizing he has to walk past them. One of them stands in his way.
Yo, Joe. Don't forget you owe me.
Allow it, bruv.
Huh? Bruv, pay up, B. Yeah, bruv, don't piss me off, yeah?
Joe reaches into his pocket for some change, which he drops into Devon's hand.
Is that it? Huh?
Devon lets him carry on his way.
Chicken.
Joe takes some stairs two at a time. At home, his mum's lying asleep in front of the telly. Joe opens the microwave and takes out a meal. He sits eating it, turning to watch a news report on the TV. Then he opens a book.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you.
He's reading Rudyard Kipling's poem If. He smiles at a text on his phone, then goes to practice some cool poses in front of the mirror. He pulls on a hoodie top and folds his arms, then takes the hood down again. As he leaves, his mum wakes up.
Have you done your homework?
Devon's crew are still hanging around.
What? Hey, get out, bro. Are you in a hurry, bruv? Don't forget you owe me. Hey. You need a lift.
They've put the boy in a wheelchair on top of a car.
Damn you fucking dickhead, get me off now. Damn you fucking knob, get me off.
Okay,
come
down,
get me off right now.
Down,
dickhead, now.
You lot don't have nothing better to do. Huh? What will you do this to the boy for? I'm fed up of seeing you around the estate every damn day, bussing up the place, upsetting people. You should be ashamed of yourself. Look at an old stregger, dirty stregger boy there. Where is your father, young man? Where's your father? He should have beat you.
Joe comes to meet a girl.
Did you hear about Nelson? They got him on CCTV. got his photo on the 6 o'clock news, clean like broad daylight.
Devon and his gang saunter past, their arms around some girls.
Wait, Lisa, you coming?
Lisa follows them.
Come in.
Joe hesitates for a moment, then gets up and runs after them. With Devon at the lead, they're walking along a row of flats, pressing every doorbell they pass. Lisa grins happily at Joe. They press the bell for flat 11J, and an elderly man opens the door. Another man steps out.
Hey, Devon! Come here to me! Bring your skinny nest here!
Joe frowns, looking a little unsure, but continues on after the crew anyway.
Your mama's so fat, where she walked to an all-you-can-eat buffet, the Hatton store speed bumps.
Hey, Tiny's there. Hey, little man, what you got for me?
Trainers, innit?
You got size 10, bruv?
Whatever.
You got 8 size. Hey, these are all right, still. Hey, what, no legs?
Bruv. Come on, bed.
Devon hands the bag to Joe, who dumps it in a rubbish chute as the police officers run over.
Rubbish, innit?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
They leave.
Nice one.
Devon stares at Joe.
Yeah, nice one, Joe. I can't get to him! Are you lot, wait up!
Joe and Lisa stare into the rubbish chute.
It's disgusting in here.
Your mom's so stupid. She locked herself in the bathroom and paid her pence.
That's a good one. Go on then, get in.
Joe hops in. He starts searching the bags.
Beats homework anyway. Not.
You can keep your head. Where does it get you?
You stink.
Shut up, it's not funny.
You smell terrible. Your mama smells so bad. The only diss I'm gonna have to give her is disinfectant.
Your mom's so stupid, she went to the dentist to get Bluetooth.
At the top of a spiral staircase, Lisa hands him a cigarette. And as he takes a drag, he accidentally bumps into a clean-cut young man. The man stares at him, dusting down the sleeve of his jacket. Then he walks off.
Oi, watch where you walk in.
The smart young man looks back at Joe and smiles. Joe and Lisa walk off up a ramp. The sun gleams down onto the estate, and a colourful rainbow arcs over the concrete jungle below. Joe and Lisa come to sit down in a small courtyard.
Your mum is so stupid. She thinks unisex is what people go to university for. What's in the bag?
Joe pulls out a trainer.
Hey! What are you doing there?
I went and got.
Yeah? Put them back if I was you, bruv.
Devon grabs the bin bag and tosses it to a mate.
Don't you still owe me?
Leave it out, Devon.
Leave it out.
Don't make me embarrass you in front of your girlfriends. Yeah?
Hey, Lisa, give me a fag.
I haven't got one.
Don't piss me off, I saw one in your mouth earlier.
As Lisa hands him a pack, Devon thumps Joe hard in the face.
That's what you get for being tight and thinking you're a big man, yeah?
He drags Joe up and pushes him off.
Why are you dragging him up like that? Man, what's your problem, Dev, man? No, it's not even funny.
Lisa sits nervously for a moment, then runs off after Joe, and Devon slopes back to his crew. Lisa catches up with Joe.
Your mom
mum was so ugly. When she puts lipstick on, she looked like a hamburger.
Shut up!
I'm just...
Piss off, will ya?
Don't blame me.
Why didn't you just give him the facts? Why'd you have to piss him off?
You're just a little kid.
Joe strides on, and Lisa turns and walks off in the other direction. A small but lovingly tended garden at the bottom of a staircase. Joe jogs down the steps and stops by a pot containing yellow flowers. He knocks it off onto the ground, smashing the pot. Then he starts ripping apart the carefully planted containers, kicking them viciously. He hurls a pot against the wall. By the time he's finished, the small garden's a wreck.
What are you looking at? Oi, you owe me.
The little boy hands over some change.
Piss off out of here.
The boy runs away, and Joe's face hardens. Now Joe's walking by the canal. He kicks a can and throws a rock into the water, watching the ripples it creates. He sits alone, legs dangling over the water beneath a bridge, and tosses pebbles into the canal. Hood up, he angrily throws another stone, then notices the reflection of the well-dressed man from earlier. He's standing on the opposite bank, calmly watching Joe. Joe looks away, and when he glances back, the man's gone. Then he reappears again.
If you can keep your head.
He's disappeared again. Joe glances round, searching for him, and he appears right next to him.
When all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you.
They both disappear in a puff of smoke. Nearby, a group of youths are watching someone on the edge of a high rooftop. Joe and the angel appear on a lower rooftop nearby.
If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too.
The free runner in the peaked cap looks at the vertiginous drop below him and at the pigeons burrowing their heads in their feathers against the wind. As everyone watches fearfully, he leaps off the roof, somersaulting in mid-air and landing on the rooftop opposite in a neat forward roll. Joe applauds with a grin. The free runner takes off over the tops of the buildings, leaping athletically over obstacles and performing acrobatic somersaults right by the edge of the roof. Then he expertly climbs down the walls of the flats.
Yes, yes, Niger. Yo, make some noise in the place here, guy. You know what? It's done, yeah, it's done. Yeah.
Joe and the angel are balancing at an impossible angle on the ceiling above a rapper.
If you can wait, and not be tired waiting, we lied about. Don't deal in lies.
The angel crouches down.
They wanna be artists cutting on the slide, but they don't say nothing, say something if you like. Hit me on my email, my Twitter, or my Skype.
An Asian woman stops to talk to a white woman. Graffiti on a wall says, "Packy scum." Joe and the angel watch the two mothers conversing.
Being hated. Don't give way to hating.
A group of youths on rollerblades skate round the estate. One slides down the handrails of a couple of stairways.
And yet don't look too good nor talk too wise.
Your chances are...
A skater misses a leap and falls. Joe and the angel smile at each other. Now lads on skateboards perform expert moves around the estate. Elsewhere, the man and two girls that Joe passed earlier are practicing a dance routine on a rooftop. The girls are wearing ballet shoes.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master.
The man lifts one of the girls up, and she extends one leg high into the air. Joe watches the man leap twirling round balletically and seeming to freeze in midair. Now he holds on to the girl's hand as she pirouettes round and round on one leg. The angels brought Joe to watch a BMX bike designer at work.
If you can think and not make thoughts your aim.
A cyclist balances expertly on one wheel on a railing. The BMX designer is spinning a bike wheel, while the cyclist leaps over the rooftops on his bike, then rides it up a wall and spins it in the air. Joe watches. Now they're watching the young boy in the wheelchair, who's practicing his basketball skills alone on a court. He aims the ball at the net, tosses it and misses.
If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same.
The boy spins the basketball on one finger, tosses it again, and this time gets it in the net.
If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make traps of fools.
Ain't no dude, ain't quite random. My sweat loose, ain't no fun. I'm just me, no high boots, nah, that's not cool.
Joe and the angel lean over to watch the garden's owner looking round in dismay.
Or watch the things you gave your life to be broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools.
The elderly man kneels by his vegetable plot, with an anguished look on his face, and Joe turns to look at the angel guiltily. Then the man begins to write the toppled plants. A graffiti artist sprays a streak of red across a wall.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss.
A council worker whitewashes over his work.
Lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss.
The artist begins again on another wall. A tightrope walker balances on a rope a couple of feet up from the ground.
If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone.
Another man is balancing on his hands on the tightrope, holding his body horizontally over the rope. He finally lets go, bouncing off the elasticated rope. The free runner grabs onto the edge of a wall.
So hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will that says to them, hold on.
With sheer determination, the runner pulls himself up over the wall and does a handstand on the railings. The elderly gardener straightens up, clutching his back. The boy in the wheelchair spins the basketball on his finger. The dancer leaps into the splits. The cyclist bounces up a few steps. The rapper sings into the mic in front of a crowd. The rollerbladers speed through the estate, and the skateboarders perform expert tricks.
Locked on to FFM, your number one place for the UK underground sound. We got the beatbox cypher, no introduction needed. You man ready? What's that? FFM!
Something pepper, give me some pepper. Salutations to all my well wishes. Now I understand the nation, so let's get down to business. I don't kiss and tell stitches. I hit it well, but it will be Elijah's aim up. It's 12 inches. Baby, I'm a ruler. I am crazy with my moolah. That's why I should be in rehab. Can you save me from my jeweler?
Next up, keep it rolling, people.
If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch.
Match that beats, faithless effects. I put my heart in a beat. A lot of MCs wanna target my dreams, but they can't because the bars are garbage and weak. And they're not anywhere hard as far as I see. Let them in the air, but still I can't even breathe. Fulfill my bars in a speech. I feel like Martin Luther, the start of the future, because I'm just a dream. Prepared to get slept on, they love to lie, but only do it where your mess been crept on. I've lost my mind, head gone, ain't got the time. I wash my own hands, just got always on one. My cup don't work, Leave them my mates and I got no words. Watch those birds tweet. They sing I'm sick, man, I need no doc, no nurse. I'm in shape and them girl, I got no curse. When I get to the gym, cause I'm destined to win. If they want a bar fight, then I'm next in the ring. I'ma murder the beat, I'ma threat, I'ma kill. Get to the field with a farm with a sheep, I'm a leader. I brought my stop to defeat, I'ma charge with the sergeant mark. Yo!
The Angel and Joe watch Lisa walking over to some deserted swings. She sits alone on a swing and pulls out her mobile.
You know the score. Go on, like, say you're too cold for war. I've been doing this thing from ages ago. You monkeys curl up when I'm making it snow. You've been safe in the pits.
If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you.
She's looking at a photo of her and Joe together and texting him a message, "Where you at?" She glances up to where he and the angel were standing, but they've disappeared.
If all men count with you, but none too much.
Joe smiles at the text, and when the angel looks to his side, Joe's gone. Now Joe's running as fast as he can past garages in the basement.
If you can feel the unforgiving minute.
The little boy he took money from earlier is running away from him.
With 60 seconds worth of distance run.
Joe catches up with the boy, grabbing his shoulder to turn him round. Then he gives him back his money. The little boy looks down in amazement, then grins at him.
Yours is the earth and everything that's in it.
Joe's watering plants in the garden.
And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
The elderly gardener nods and smiles at Joe. Joe turns to blow a white feather off his shoulder. As it drifts off up into the air, Lisa and Joe grin. It floats far away into the sky, which gently turns back to colour.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make traps for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again from your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will that says to them, hold on. If you can talk to crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can feel the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.